Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, The Race to the Bottom.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 11 to 15. Jesus said to the crowds, Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. For most of my life, I have been competitive. It was part of being in a large family. I wanted to be better than my brothers and sisters. I thought somehow that would earn my parents' approval. I don't know how often both my parents said they lived by a different standard. They just wanted us, their children, to love one another. And they told us they didn't have favourites, but it was still part of my makeup. I wasn't very brilliant at school, and school was competitive. So I had to be successful in other things. I was in the Boy Scouts, and it was relatively easy to collect badges and become a leader. So I was happy then in what I achieved. If I am honest, I would have to admit also that becoming a priest in the Dominican Order was like winning a competition. I wanted to do well and to be seen as a good person. We could look at today's gospel and think Jesus was urging his followers to be competitive with each other. Even the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. But Jesus wasn't saying that at all. He could say the greatest must become the least, become the servant. He is urging a race to the bottom. John was preparing people for the coming of Christ, the Messiah. Now, as we read this gospel, John was in prison. It must have been a time of great suffering for him. All his courage in standing up to Herod had come to nothing. His life likely was coming to an end. He had heard that Jesus was in the vicinity, and he wanted his disciples to switch their allegiance to Jesus. And so he sent them to Jesus with this question: are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for someone else? So Jesus told them the reality of his life, healing the suffering and proclaiming the gospel. That still has to be the goal of every follower of Jesus. I think that mostly we still miss the point about following Jesus, healing the suffering and proclaiming the gospel should be our goal today. The evangelical groups totally miss that point. They are making a huge issue about the wrong things. Even the newest member of the High Court, an evangelical Christian, she's missing the point. Our Pope is not in favour of abortion, but he is saying that we live in a greedy, selfish world. We are destroying the climate, we are killing the poor, we are not willing to welcome the stranger. In this dreadful time of the pandemic, we ought to be doing all we can to stop the virus spreading. Instead, we are watching 3,000 people die each day because we have rights. No, we have the responsibility to heal by sacrificing ourselves. The first responders are the most Christian of people. Those supporting the food kitchens are the most Christian, making sure we don't spread the infection. That is being Christian today. And sadly, in this lame duck session, what are we doing? We're killing 13 people in prison for murder. That is not being Christian. And the Pope is teaching us all these ways. John the Baptist is urging us, as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, to discover the way to follow Jesus. It is not about saying, Lord, Lord, but doing the will of the Father, which Jesus clearly taught by his life. We have much to learn. Thank you, and I hope the rest of Advent is a good time for you.